Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go. Saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Come kiss me one more time.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The window for people to get out of the path of Hurricane Milton is closing quickly. Tampa's airport already closed, along with St. Pete Clearwater. Others are driving with record storm surge expected in Tampa area when Milton makes landfall tomorrow night. Governor Ron DeSantis says the storm has shifted slightly, but most of the state remains under a threat.
The most recent models have it somewhere in Manatee County, just south of Tampa Bay.
DeSantis also says he spoke with President Biden and FEMA as administrator and says federal aid and resources are in place. President Biden is in Wisconsin today announcing he's changed a rule into law requiring that all lead pipes in the country be replaced in the next decade to ensure safe and clean drinking water. Israel's foreign minister canceling his trip to the U.S. It comes as Israel is expanding its ground operations in Lebanon, targeting Hezbollah. Israel's prime minister urging people in Lebanon to help defeat Hezbollah and take back their country. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is setting a 10-year deadline for cities across the country to replace their lead pipes. The move aims to make drinking water safe for more Americans.
There's no safe level of lead exposure, period. None. The only way forward is to replace every lead pipeline and connect the American people to clean water.
Biden made the announcement today in Milwaukee, which has been slowly removing lead pipes for years. That work has accelerated under the Biden-Harris administration. Wisconsin school superintendent has a challenger in the next election. Jeff Wright is the superintendent of the Sauk Prairie School District. Wright is the first person to step up to challenge Jill Underly. The election is April 1st. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The U.S. Coast Guard was mobilized at Myers Beach in Bayfield over the weekend to rescue two kayakers who had capsized. According to a social media post by the Coast Guard, there were eight kayakers out on the water when two of them capsized and were forced to grab onto another person's kayak to stay above the water. The group was unable to get back to shore on their own and decided to call authorities for assistance. Both of the capsized kayakers were rescued, and everybody was taken back to shore uninjured. A tree that's traveled further than nearly any human in history has been planted in Dunn County. The Dunn County Historical Society was chosen by NASA to participate in their Moon Tree program, which saw the seedling for the tree travel around the moon and back before being given to the Historical Society. Officials from the Dunn County Historical Society say they were chosen because they'll be able to keep the tree alive and use it as an educational tool. The seedling they received was on NASA's Artemis 1 space launch. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Badgers get ready for Rutgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers travel to New Jersey this weekend to take on the 4-1 Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell says quarterback Braden Locke did a good job of bouncing back in their win over Purdue after throwing two interceptions early in the game.
Sometimes you take it for, well, he's a slinger and he doesn't care. No, it's just he processes things. He's able to come back. He's able to have confidence in what he's doing.
NFL Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Antonio Dobbs to be back at work tomorrow. Dobbs suspended over the weekend after not reporting to practice last week.
It's a pretty isolated incident. This has not happened with him before, and I don't expect it to happen moving forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Lakers Thursday night in a preseason game. Damian Lillard says he's in great shape thanks to his personal trainers.
Nutritionist and chef and speed and agility, strength and conditioning, my basketball trainer. We executed it.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From historic title town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
A day after the Packers' 24-19 win over the Rams, and much of the early conversation in Matt LaFleur's press conference on Monday involving suspended wide receiver Romeo Dobbs.
I think it was productive, and we look forward to getting him back on Wednesday.
Did the coach have any idea Romeo wasn't happy?
With all due respect to everything, I appreciate your question. What's done is done, and we're moving forward, and I expect us collectively as a team to continue to move that way.
I'll have more with Matt LaFleur after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
The Packers like their depth. To make that depth pay dividends, Matt LaFleur has decided there's value in playing those players, sharing snaps in games. But is there a downside? Are some players not on board with the concept?
Everybody has their own goals and aspirations and wants, but you just got to try to continue to keep it under what's best for our team. And ultimately, our job is to win football games. Yeah, I would love everybody to go out there and get every number that they'd love to hit, but it's all about winning.
And finally, how does the coach get the trust back between the team and Romeo Dobbs?
Yeah, I think it's just one day at a time. It's a pretty isolated incident. Like, this has not happened with him before, and I don't expect it to happen moving forward.
I'm Bill Scott. More from Title Town tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Bright and beautiful today with high temperatures reaching 60 degrees. Winds this afternoon may gust out of the northwest up to 15 miles per hour, but they calm tonight. And with clear skies, widespread frost is likely once again as we crash to near 30 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
98 Q Country.
Baby, what do you say we just get lost? Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston, ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow, tonight let's flip a coin. Heads Carolina, tails California, somewhere greener, somewhere warmer, up in the mountains, down by the ocean, where it don't matter, long as we're going somewhere tonight.
Heads to Carolina, tails California, Joe D. Messina here on 98Q Country. We're talking the Kakens Animal Rescue Pet of the Week in 10 minutes right here on WCQM. Meanwhile, here's the Eli Young Band, Even If It Breaks Your Heart.
Way back on the radio dial, the fire got lit inside a bright-eyed child. Every note just wrapped around his soul, from steel guitars to Memphis, all the way to rock and roll.
Let's go.
Go.
Want to connect with us?
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old set a four-letter word. It started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. Got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next shot of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hand, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. With tears in my eyes, I wrapped him in a hook, said my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. 'Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman, we'll be just alike, hey, won't we, Dad? When I can do everything you do, 'cause I've been watching you.
Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.
Clear creeks and cool mountain mornings. Honest work out in the field. Cornbread in my mama's kitchen. Daddy's saying grace before the meal. Family ties run deep in this land, and I'm never very far from what I am. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and
I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. Moonlight, and you here beside me, crickets serenading in the yard. What more could two people ask for, laying here in love beneath the stars? Now this is where I wanna raise my kids, just the way my mom and daddy did. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be, like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be, like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love.
Born Country from Alabama here on 98Q Country, your favorite country music station and your local civic media station besides. Greg Gunderson here from the 98Q Country studios with you all the way until 7, just like every weekday right here on 98Q. Joel Karnick starts the day off 6 a.m. to 10. Laura McKenna's been filling in for Travis in the midday slot and will be doing so again this week. And then it's me for the rest of the day, 2 p.m. until 7 p.m. before we bring you just country music left and right for the remainder of the evening. That's how we like to do it. We also bring community reminders, and we are, of course, the home for the Green Bay Packers. We've got them right here every game on the airwaves, 98.3 FM. If you haven't been listening to updates on Catkins recently, you haven't been listening to 98Q Country, and you certainly haven't been looking at their Facebook page, which I strongly urge you to do. Check out catkinsanimalrescue.org. That's their direct website. And find Catkins on Facebook. You will have been getting photo updates since the beginning of last weekend when some major fundraising efforts began taking place. Over $50,000 raised just last week alone, and that ain't the end of it. We're going to continue. We've got a broadcast marathon happening a couple weeks from Friday. It'll be October the 25th. Is that the last Friday of the month? My calendar skills are not up to par. But yes, the last Friday of the month, October 25th, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we'll have a 12-hour straight broadcast marathon here on 98Q Country for Catkins. And every week, Catkins selects and sends to us a pet of the week. This week, it's Scarlet, 5-month-old tortie kitten with a sweet disposition. For those not in the know, tortie is short for tortoiseshell. Yes, very much like the popular glasses frame pattern of years past that's making a bit of a revival. Torties have a similar fur pattern to the tortoiseshell pattern that inspires glasses by that name, which of course is based off of an actual tortoise shell. Scarlet is very cat friendly. She would enjoy a home that isn't too loud or active, and therefore enjoys humans, loves special treats, and being loved on, would do well with other cats, or even a gentle cat-friendly dog. Scarlet's fully vetted, ready for a new home. To adopt her or any of their adorable adoptable animals at Catkins, just head on over to catkinsanimalrescue.org. Thank you so much to Catkins. We'll be hearing from them on a more frequent basis this month in general because of the efforts they are going through to expand their facility. They are the no-kill shelter of the Northwoods. As I've said, often we need about 8 of them in every county in Wisconsin. We only have one right here in Price. And yes, there are similar organizations in other places in the state, but not very often. It's a few and far between situation, if you will. So hopefully building Catkins into more of what it can be will provide better opportunities for the adorable, adoptable animals of our neighborhood and the people who might want to add a new furry family member. We're going to dive back into country music here on 98Q Country. We'll be talking the schedule for the day. I've got it laid out on a spreadsheet. Be thankful that I can't share a spreadsheet over the radio or I would bore you more than I usually do. We're going to jump back into country music after a check of the weather, and then we'll talk about that schedule. Just talk, no show, just tell, right here on 98Q Country. Jason Aldean's up after the weather and this.
Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield. Family owned and operated since 1971.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Sponsored by Armstrong Pharmaceuticals.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Bright and beautiful today with high temperatures reaching 60 degrees. Winds this afternoon may gust out of the northwest up to 15 miles per hour, but they calm tonight. And with clear skies, widespread frost is likely once again as we crash to near 30 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
98Q Country.
The building up this water town. Ain't nobody hanging around. Another gray September day. Was I crazy to think she'd stay? If that sun would have just hung up in that sky just a little bit, yeah, just a little bit long. If those blue water waves could have stayed at her feet on the beach instead of going out with the tide. If that wind was a friend, it'd still be blowing in like a warm southern whisper on her. She might have stayed forever. Time.
against the cold. Let her memory take hold. Stirring that old fire up, as if I don't miss her enough. If that sun would have just hung up in that sky just a little bit, yeah, just a little bit longer. If those blue water waves could have stayed at her feet on the beach instead of going out with the tide. If that
with today's best country and more of it.
98Q Country.
She put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette. She broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind until the night. He put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger. Finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. We found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I love her till I die. And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la.
The rumors flew, but nobody knew how much she blamed herself. For years and years she tried to hide the whiskey on her breath. She finally drank her pain away a little at a time, but she never could get drunk enough to get him.
Memory.
Life is short, but this time it was
laid her next to him beneath the willow, while the angels sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la.
Country.
listen on the air.
Every day. That's all I listen to.
And listen online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
I took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy, 'cause I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty mini bottles filling both our trays. I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Fine drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G. This is some sexy leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, may never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They all know why I'm getting drunk on a plane. This date marked on the calendar forever. We take that new wet limo airport ride together. I feel like a plastic groom alone there at the top of the cake. So hey, I'm getting drunk on a plane. Fine drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is something sexy lean. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, I may never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They all know why I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Seat right up to first class, so I can drink that cheap champagne out of a real glass. And when we land, I'll call her up and tell her kiss my, yeah, you know, 'cause hey, I'm drunk on a plane.
Fine drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is some sexy lady.
That's one of the all-time greats here on WCQM, Toby Keith, God Love Her. As I mentioned about 20 minutes ago, we'll take a peek at what the rest of the day is going to look like. I made it sound like we'd be breaking out the calculators and pocket protectors to get the job done, but frankly, it's pretty simple. Right now, we're going to take a look at this day in history and ask ourselves what today is all about. Between 4 and 5, Packers. Between 5 and 6, mostly Packers. Maybe some community info. from 6 to 7, community info the rest of the day, and of course, hits and classics left and right the whole darn time. We'll have 5 in a row brought to you over the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We'll also have the 5 o'clock Wolf Farms Packer Report. That's every day, thrice a day, 7, noon, and 5. Every 5 hours, top-notch Packers info brought to you by Wolf Farms of Shanna Golden. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find them on Facebook. Well, like I mentioned, let's take a look back at this day in history. Turn the dial back all the way to 1860, 164 years ago. It was the first telegraph line that connected Los Angeles and San Francisco with New York. It was the Transcontinental Telegraph Line, one of the first pieces of across-the-country communication that took less than weeks to actually get the job done. There were options like signaling, semaphore, smoke. I mean, immediately before the telegraph line, the options were far, far worse. That was a major advancement in communications, and we have never looked back. Little over 100 years later, 1971, this day in 1971, of course, John Lennon released the mega hit single Imagine, about 50 years before a bunch of out-of-touch celebrities would sing it from their homes during a pandemic lockdown. And then 1988, The Dark Side of the Moon, the Pink Floyd album, finally fell off the Billboard 200 albums chart. Some of you with a really sharp memory may have been around at that time are thinking, 1988, didn't that album come off? Yeah, 741 weeks before it fell off the chart. 741 weeks it spent on the top Billboard 200 albums chart. That is insane, but I'll tell you what, if any album is worthy, Dark Side of the Moon is on the list. Of course, it did reappear back on the chart not long after it fell off the first time. Then there's that question of what today is all about. Every day carries with it a laundry list of designations, dedications, celebrations, half official, mostly official, completely unofficial. I throw most of them out because they're too serious, boring, or otherwise not appropriate, and bring you the ones that I enjoy, like Pierogi Day. I know Laura was talking about it earlier. If you're not familiar with pierogies, use this as an excuse. Even just find some cruddy frozen ones from the supermarket, boil them up, then finish them in a little bit of butter in a pan, crisp them up just a baby bit. Oh my goodness, if you haven't had a pierogi or you don't know what I'm talking about, you absolutely are missing out. It absolutely should be a staple food in the kind of German, Czech, you know, the European roots of the area should lead to pierogies, especially with how many Polish people are around. What else do we have here? Fluffernutter, another one in the same category. If you don't know what Fluffernutter is, well, pierogies are a little bit more of a given. A lot of people are going to like them. Fluffernutter, that's a sugar bomb. Fluffernutter, for those not in the know, is a, instead of peanut butter and jelly, it's peanut butter and marshmallow fluff. So it's basically just pouring sugar into peanut butter, making a sandwich out of it, and pretending that's not just a donut in disguise. However, it's a deserving day. It's also a day for salmon. I threw that in there just for a little bit of a healthy balance. It's also Octopus Day. I got to thinking about the multiple plurals of octopus. What's the right way to say multiple of octopus? There's actually several ways. You'll hear people argue about octopuses versus octopi, and you'll even hear some people who might be really well-read bring up octopodes. The fact is, the way that language works, if enough people say something wrong, that wrong thing becomes right. Yes, seriously, whether you like it or not, a word mispronounced by enough people actually changes the pronunciation of the word. That's how we got the English language that we have today. And so, all three are correct. Octopuses, octopi, and octopodes. That kind of seems like you have the opportunity, if you want, to add another version of plural for octopus. Maybe that's going to be the next celebration day. Add another plural to a word. Finally, it's a day dedicated to American touch tag. What we call tag the rest of the world over is known as American touch tag. I'm sure there is some clever British reason as to why that has to be referred to by a specific American name, but talking about tag, not so serious. Looking up why it's called American touch tag, too serious for my book. That is what today is all about, and this has been a look back at this day in history here on 98Q Country. We'll do it again tomorrow, but right now it's more country music. After a word from local sponsors, I've got Chris Young, Garth Brooks. We'll check in one more time before 4 o'clock here on WCQM.
Alexis Merritt with Northwoods Realty. This 4-bed, 2-bath home in the village of Butternut has great potential. The first floor features a spacious kitchen, laundry room, formal dining room, large living room, plus a bonus room. Upstairs leads you to 4 large bedrooms and a full bath. Property also features a full unfinished basement and space to build a small garage. This home is ready for your vision. Don't miss the chance to make it your own. Call me at 815-527-1546 to view this property now.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, and don't forget your visiting family, we have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. We sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
It's time to shift seasons in style at Macy's Fab Fall Sale. Save on all the things you can't wait to wear, like shoe and boot specials 30 to 40% off, and coats for your crew 30 to 60% off. Plus, elevate your tabletop with hosting essentials from Gottinger, The Cellar, Thirsty Stone, and more 50% off. Even better, take an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. Starting Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
98Q Country.
For an hour in the parking lot of lighters.
drugs, young love, and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Tank of gas, some blue eyes, and some beer in the back. Falling way too fast for a southern draw from north of Atlanta. That Silverado we got parked outside. Trucks, young love, and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Yeah, Saturday nights. Young love and Saturday nights.
They make my work day go by so much faster.
We're here to pick you up.
All day at work. All day at work.
98Q Country.
Yeah, she's my lady luck, hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot hand. We live out in the country, hey, she's my little queen of the south. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Yeah, our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just so we can back up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. This time I found a keeper, I made up my mind, Lord, the perfect combination is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit, no hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine, hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and Mama, we'll be two of a kind, working on a full house.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.